keyboard on top.
This is a whole Indian, which is going to take us more than one shiur. The Gemara quoted Rabbi Akiva in the connection to the Machlokes about Meitav. Rabbi Yishmael said Meitav means Meitav de Nizik. Rabbi Akiva holds Meitav de Mazik. And Rabbi Akiva added the words V'kal v'chomer lehegdish. The Gemara probed to understand what does that mean. What's the case Rabbi Akiva is referring to? So the Gemara introduces first the case of Negicha v'keren, Nogach tur didonu tur dehegdish. If that's what Rabbi Akiva is trying to learn out of Kavu Chomer, that you pay Meitav, ask the Gemara, that's not true, because of the drasha shorei ehu, amar rachman v'lo shor shel hegdish. Which means that there's no chiyuv at all to pay to Hegdish in a case of negicha of keren. Based on that, the Gemara moves on to suggest another case, that maybe the Kavu Chomer Hegdish speaks about a case of a person who pledges to give money to Bedek HaBayis, that the collection is from Edis. The Gemara asks, but why would that be? It should be like a Balchov. The Gemara says, maybe because the Balchov is also Edis. So that's why you need a Kavu Chomer, that Hegdish as well. So Gemara says that's not correct because there's a Pircha in the Kavu Chomer. After all, Balchov is Yafa Kocha ben Ezakin, to take even from Edis, according to what we're saying. But Hegdish, even from Edis, but Hegdish is Pater. So therefore the Gemara goes back and establishes the case to be what we said initially. And as far as the kasha that we raised of Shorei Eyu, says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva holds Vashim ben Asya, who actually darshins the pasuk differently, that in fact, by a short time, you pay Nezek Shalem, that's the diuk of the drasha of Rei Eyu. That comes out of Maskana as well. So that comes out to be the pshat of Rabbi Akiva's Kavachom Lehegdish, which means, in effect, that we have a double machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. One machlokes has to do with the question of Meitav de Nizik, Meitav de Mazik, as we explained already. And another point is that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva disagree in the machlokes of Hashem ben Nasi and the Rabbanan whether, in fact, a case of a short tam that's mazik, a short shel hegdish, whether he's pater or whether he pay nezek shalem. Rabbi Akiva holds, like Hashem ben Nasi, that there's a din of nezek shalem, and that's his kal v'chomer hegdish. Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's no chiyuv at all. The last part of the Gemara, which we'll eventually come back to, which the Tosis in, raises another question. Who says that there's a double machlokas? Maybe the whole machlokas is just about the second point, that whether there's a chiyuv to Hegdish, and based on that, that the chiyuv would be meitav. But what type of meitav? For all we know, the meitav is meitav de nizik. Who says that Rabbi Akiva doesn't say anything in the words of Rabbi Akiva is meitav de mazik? So maybe what Rabbi Akiva is coming to talk about is that you think there's no chiyuv by Hegdish of meitav, the meitav that we all agree to. And I think there is, because I hold Darshan ben Manasya, and that's the whole machlokas. And that, the Gemara shoots down that idea from three different kashas. And ultimately, the third kasha is a Bryson Mefureshes that says, or Bekiva says, Meitav de Mazik, and that remains the maskana, therefore, a double machlokas. So we really have now our work cut out for us within this sugya that opened up the question of the tour of Mazik Hegdish. And the obvious question is this. The Gemara wants to figure out what case is Rabbi Akiva talking about to learn out a chiyuv, a kal v'chomer meitav by mazik hegdish. And the Gemara presents one case, the case of shor shenogach, shor shel hegdish, the mazik of keren. And the Gemara asks, but the halacha is rei eyu v'lo shor shel hegdish. The Gemara therefore falls away temporarily from that and then ultimately comes back to that because he holds like Shem ben Asya. There's many of us to Zikin. Karen is only one of them. So where does this leave us in terms of all the other examples of us to Zikin vis-a-vis Hegdish? What about Shane? What about Regel? What about Bor? What about Eish? What about Adam? The Gemara doesn't seem to address that. So Rashi began to address it. Rashi says right off the bat, and we have to come back after the Tosis, come back to see where Rashi's coming from. Rashi, what did we see so far in this Inyan? Rashi initially says, when he quoted on the Gemara saying Sharei Evo Shoshu Hegdish that Wadva who had the Nechoshan Azakin. Rashi goes on record that the din is that by all Nezakin, Mazik is Hegdish Pater, but Rashi doesn't explain the Makar for it. The Rashi and Daf Tesam the Beis does tell us the Makar. Remember yesterday, what did Rashi say in Tesam the Beis? And the Mishnah says, Nechasim She'en Behem Me'ilah, says Rashi, all Re'eos. It comes out of Re'eos. Okay, so Rashi seems to hold that Re'eos serves as a markup for all the Nezik. Within the next part of Rashi, there was a whole tumult how to understand what Rashi is trying to say. Rashi brings in the Lishnah Achrina that there are cases of Sadeh Hegdish that perhaps we could have considered here for discussion, and Rashi works out why it wouldn't be relevant. At the end of the Rashi, Rashi says, if it's a case before Padiya, that technically right now is owned by Hegdish, and the shore is going to eat up the peros mechubar and lekarka of this sadeh, says Rashi, em mi'ilo bekarkos. That we have to figure out Rashi's intention was. We had the mashal's pshat. On the one hand, the Rashi meant to say that in a chinami, there'd be a chiyuv like a hedyot, there'd be no kavachom le hegdish, it's really like a hedyot. That's a big chidush. We saw that point. Then the more mistavra pshat, based on what we saw in Rishonim, Rashi seems to be saying a chidush in terms of that em yilu b'kakos would also dictate that there'd be no tashumei nezek either. How do you get from me'ila to tashumei nezek? So first of all, you have to assume before anything else that the din of em me'ila is not just a p'tur from the karban me'ila or asham or from the chomesh, but it also relates to the actual keren itself. That's the first thing you have to realize, which some Rishonim don't agree with. And then you have to obviously make an equation between the keren of me'ila and tashumei nezek, and that also requires some elucidation. We didn't really elaborate much, but we noted the famous Rav Chaim's idea and rayas to this, that the halacha that you pay for me'ila in some way represents the idea of gezel from Hegdish. That's where the shir is a pruta. And Gezel is, of course, one of the Avos Nezikin, so to the extent that Torah was, in fact, memayit by karka, that there's no tashumin of keren, of me'ila, that's how Rashi assumed there was a me'id from the keren too, so from that you can already derive that there's no payment of nezek either, and therefore the Gemara wouldn't be discussing such a case in terms of the inyan of Rabbi Akiva, that we should try to say, maybe Rabbi Akiva was talking about that case anyway, there's no tashumin. So the Gemara talks about the case of Negicha. According to the Maran, Rashi, in the second Lashon, never disagreed with what he said initially, that L'maisa, the Ptur, Mazik Hegdish, goes across the board to all cases. As Rashi in Tesam and Beis says, as we quoted, that we learn it out from Re'eyu, somehow we learn it out from Re'eyu. The only reason Rashi is Mayrich here to talk about the case of Sadeh is because Rashi was just concerned, why didn't the Gemara at least present that option as the case that we can reject? The Gemara only played with the possibility of a case of Negicha v'Keren. Why not talk about a case which is similar to the case of the Torah that says Meitav, which is Shein? Rashi says that case is not, you don't have such a case to talk about, to ask a kasha on, because anyway, Emilu b'Kako. So the Gemara only had the option to play with of the Pasuk of Negicha. You can pick another case to talk about that's not in the Chumash. No, so why should, like Peros Tulushin, why should I talk about that? It's not in the Chumash. So I talk about a case that's in the Chumash. That's the Mara. This brings us more or less to where we are right now. The second hardest sugya we'll have to see again when we see the Tosis in terms of the Inyan that we came back to with Meitav and Gakula, Gachumra, that we'll come back to it, Mitzvah Shem, we get to the later Tosis. But now we're going to focus on this Inyan of a Mazik Hegdish. So this issue is raised by Tosis and Rishonim. What happened to all the other Mazikim vis-a-vis this din of Mazik Hegdish? All the Gemara presented is one drasha of Shorei Ehu, which is speaking about Keren. Vektosis, Iptema. The Lukma b'shein v'regel shehizik es ha-Hegdish. Da'asim loksi v'rei. Avias kasha. The Gemara skips over other cases of Hezek, only presented the case of Negicha of Keren, and asked from the Re'eyu, that's a drasha by Keren. So I have a simple pshat for Biakiva. Kavachom lehegdish, who means Shein Beregel. Shein Beregel, there's no miut. Shein Beregel. His shor so Yisrael that he went into a sada of hegdish or trampled a sada shel hegdish. There's no re'eyu. Now lemaisa, let's just cheshbon something out together. Yeah, if we would present that case, would it end up being a good kavachomer, or could you have a pircha in the kavachomer? What would be the pircha? Mal hegdish shahura kolcho be, no, be the carrot. Good. Maisa, the kavachomer wouldn't stand up to scrutiny, because maisa hegdish has a drawback in terms of the avnezikin of carrot. So what is Tosa speak tema? No, but the answer is in the chanami it would have to be rejected. It would be knocked down. But meanwhile, the Gemara never. The Gemara only goes to Balchoven and asks the Kasha there. Gemara also asks the Kasha Shekhen Hura Kocho. The Gemara says Shekhen Hura Kocho Ben Azakin. When the Gemara presents the Kavachomer as being the Kavachomer of Omer, Mana Hariza Lai Mana Bede Kabayis. So let's learn out to that you pay Hegdish B'meitav. The Gemara says it's not going to be a good Kavachomer because I can ask a Pircha Shekhen Hura Kocho Ben Azakin. Now we're assuming the On Azakin. No, okay, so if I were to ask Shein Beregel, I could use the Pircha Shekin Hua Kocho Bikaren. So what's Tosis Tema? But the Gemara at least has spoken it out. The Gemara speaks out the other possibility and knocks it down because Shekin Hua Kocho, the Gemara should have spelled this out too. So Kinnira, this not, it doesn't even enter into the realm of possibility that there's a Chiyuv Nezikin that I would have to possibly let out a Kavu Chomer of Meitav to. Apparently, there's a tour of Mazak Hegdish, not just by Karen. Because Mar doesn't present the other cases of Shein Beregel. This is Tosas Kash. Pshat, Pash Pshat. No. Maybe you'll say, I learned Mamatzino from Karen. We know Karen is Pater by Mazik Shorshel Hegdish, so maybe I learned out from Karen to Shein Beregel. Says Tosas is a simple pircha. Umi Karen lekele melef. I can learn out from Karen. De'enam wedes mitchilasa. It sounds familiar, no? Those who remember from before, that pircha appears where? No, where? On Hamid Beis. When Rava says that you could learn, perhaps, from Bor and Chad Mihanach, you could learn the Chi of Nezikin from Bor and one other, but then Rava says, except for Karen, because you could ask, Malakush came Mu'adim Mitchilasa. Now, if you remember there, how did Tosis learn Pshat in that Gemara? What did that pircha mean? Daf Hei Mideis? She came with Mitchilas and it meant what? Darkon Lahazik. Darkon Lahazik. That goes according to the Manda Amar, Palginiska, Mamona. So therefore, the Stam Shvarim are not Becheskas Shimur. Yeah, so if you just plug in what Tosis said in that Gemara, that's what Tosis will mean over here as well. That the pircha would be that Karen is what? Karen is Enam Uedes Mitchilasa. I'm sorry, so the other. So you can learn from Karen. What would it mean over here? Karen can learn from Karen to Shein Beregel, because Shein Beregel Muadim Mitchilasa, and Karen is the Ches. So it's, yeah, so Karen is not Dark and Lahazik. Beches Kes Shimur. Right? Beches Kes Shimur.
You have to say that here.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to say that. Baruch Hashem, I'm waiting for someone to call that out. Good. Do we have to go that far? Or here we can use the simple reading of those words. What are the simple reading of the words Mu'ad Mitchilasa, that you pay Nezik Shalem as opposed to a Tam? Why couldn't Tosus teach the Gemara that way in Hamin Beis?
Because it didn't say it yet.
Because we haven't yet learned Karen at all. So if you learn Karen from the others, so let it be that I learn out everything. I learn out Nezik Shalem too. There's no Piercha that Karen is a Tam, and we don't know anything about Karen. So Tosus, because of that Kasha on Hamin Beis, had to reinterpret the words, right, to mean that Darkan Lahazik in Darkan Lahazik, that's because Tosis, otherwise there's no way to read the Gemara. Okay, there are other ways we had to arrive at that maybe we know about Tam, and the issue is because Mu'ah, but start off as a Tam, there are ways around it. But Tosis didn't have an alternative there, so Tosis had to interpret the words Mu'ah Mitchilasan to mean Darkan Lahazik. But at this point in the Gemara, we know already about Tam, we know about Mu'ah, and the question is only the tour of Hegdish that exists by Karen, and whether I can learn that over to other Mazikin like Shein Beregel. So what Tosa says in this case, that we call a mifrach, that what the ena wedes mitchilasan, I think you can certainly read the words the way we would want to have read the words on Ham and Beis. Here, there's no barrier to that. You could simply touch it. What? How did you read this in Seder, Rabbi Say? You tell me. How did you touch these words in Tosus? The Pashups are not the Tosus on Ham and Beis. You could say it simply. In other words, since you know Karen has a kula that it starts off as a tam, and it does, only becomes a mu'ud after three times, so we can also say that. That explains why you also have a p'tur of Mazik Hegdish. But as far as Shem Beregel, that are Amuad from the beginning, they pay Nezik Shem right away. So then maybe there's no Petur of Hegdash. Yeah, I just wanted to see, tease you a little bit, right? Okay, I was waiting for someone to call that out. But Maisa, here you don't have to go the way Tosus learns over there. Okay, so Chayra, how do you learn from Karen, the Petur of Re'eu of Karen, to the Shem Beregel? Oh, Tosus says, I have another suggestion. What, how about using the Tachas Nesinei Shalem Kesef that we talked about earlier? That's a Gzeres Shava. Gzeres Shava, you can't ask Pirchas. Pirchas is an Amamat Sinu. Gzeres Shava means we learn out the Halachas votes. Whatever fits within the chain of the words of Gzeres Shava, the Halacha carries over. So we could always say, we know that the Karen is linked. Again, you can find the right words. By Karen is Shalem, and here you have your Shalem. So whatever is true by Karen, that there's a tour of Mazik Hegdash, so I'll carry over with the Gzeres Shava, Tachas Nesina. Continues Tosfos. Ube Gzeres Shava, the Tachas Nesina Yishalem Kesef, Nami lo Yalfina. Why not? Dlo Niskabla elu l'inyan tashlumei meitav. Because that Gzeres Shava was only given over, is only received regarding a particular halacha, gabi tashlumei meitav. It was Tosfos is taking it as an assumption. The Gzeres, it's not just Pshat, I have words for Gzeres Shava, and now figure out whatever you want to learn out from one, any detail, any halacha you find in one of these things, you can take the Gzeres Shava and learn over to others. No, the Gzeres Shava itself was niskabel, not just the words, but also what, for what inyan we're going to learn, what halachas are we going to learn. And apparently it was only given over for the Gzeres Shava to learn out the Din HaMeitav. What's Tosfos' proof to that? The Ila Kol Mili. Because if you tell me that it's an open Gzeres Shava to learn out whatever you want, whatever is true in any one of these cases that uses any of these words would carry over to any of the other cases where these words appear, then lifter ukulu mitamun, ubishusa rabin, bekelim, ubisulia mukdashin. Tosis is going through various pturim that you find by the Nezikin, Avos Nezikin, right? Tamun is a ptur that we find by the Mazik of Eish. Rishusa Rabin is a ptur that we find by the Mazikin of Shem Beregel. Kelim is a ptur that you find by the Mazik of Bor. Psuya Mugdashin is a ptur that we see later in Tosis also by the Mazik of Bor. What's Psuya Mugdashin? An animal that was Kodesh and had a mum and it was redeemed and it still has certain aspects of Kedusha and restrictions on it. Psuya Mugdashin. So the din is we learn on Mishamesh Shalo, Bames Yalo, it says by Bor. So it says Misha Meis Shilo, since there's restrictions, so it's has some kind of a Hegdish status, and it's a special din that by Bor it's Pater. That would not a carry over to Karen, but it's only true by Bor. Then a Mazik, a Shor Psur Mekdashin, you'd be Pater. So we don't find that any of these Pturin would carry over to any of the other cases, except for where they're given. Taman is the only, Esh is the only place that you Pater in Taman, and Shem Beregel Bishus Rabim, and Bor is the only place you have a Ptur Kehim Slay Mekdashin. If you go with Tachas Nesinei Shalem Kesef, then bring everything over everywhere else. So obviously we don't do that. So too, the Ptur Mazik Hegdish seemingly should be limited to Karen. If you want to take it, maybe say it a little sharper, not that we need to, but the fact that all these cases are, you might call, command all these cases are examples of Hilchoseyan, right? Bor is Patur and Kim, that's the Hilchoseyan of Bor. And Tomun is the Hilchoseyan of Eish. And the Kalim is of Hilchosein of Bor, and Rosh Hashanah is Hilchosein of Shem Beregel, and that's unique to where the Torah gave that special exception. So, for all we know, the Din of Re'eu that's written by Karen, the Lo Shor Shel Hegdash, is Hilchosein of Karen, the same way as the Din of Tam and Muad, which is the Hilchosein of Karen, and that doesn't get brought over to anything else because of Gzeres Shava. So too, that maybe this is a unique halacha by the Hilchosein of Karen, that Pater by Mazik Hegdish. I don't have to say like that. Tosfos says, you see that the Gzeres Shava was only said for Meitav. I'm just giving it another angle. In other words, And you see, just like you see the Hilchosein of these other things, you don't use Tachas Nisina. So maybe this is also Hilchosein. You can learn it out to learn out the Torah Eyu over to anything else. Okay, so we're now stuck, right? We're at this problem of Tosis. This is the crux of the sugi, right? Why doesn't the Gemara present a real possibility that the Kavachom HaHegdish would refer to a case where seemingly there's no miut, there's no ptur? Case of Shem V'Regel. The only miut is based on Reyei. V'yesh Lomar and Petosis. The Ku Nezakin Peturin B'Hegdish. Petosis is saying, obviously, the din is not that way. Obviously, there's a Ptur Mazik Hegdish by all Nezakin. Petosis is not yet explaining how we know it. Petosis is establishing this as a fact. In this sense, Tosis is so far on the same page as Rashi, at least right here, this page. You know, Rashi says, Mazik Hegdish is everything. How we know it, that's already a different story. But Tosis brings a raya from a Yerushalmi. What is he quoting from Yerushalmi? Basically, a cheluk of the shakim of our Gemara, but in a more expanded form. Now, our Gemara skips the case of Shem V'Regel, doesn't acknowledge it even as a possibility, and that's what Tosis is groping at. Why not that possibility? That should be chayiv by Hegdish. For what he's going to quote in Yerushalmi is actually going through all various situations or categories of Nezikin and saying that you're pat. So it's mefurish in Yerushalmi that the din of mazik Hegdish is not just limited to care. There is obviously a difference between something Yerushalmi says and our Gemara in that, as we'll soon read in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi ends up saying pshat in Rabbi Akiva's Kavachomer, the pshat that the Gemara rejects. The Yerushalmi, we end up looking it up, the Yerushalmi doesn't end up saying pshat that it goes back to the case of Karen and the heels of Shem Menashe. The Yerushalmi ends up arriving at the pshat that the Kavachomer Hegdash is a case of Omer, Harezemane, Lebede Kabais. Okay, so in that regard, our Bavli and Yerushalmi are not on the same page. What about the Gemara's Pircha? I don't know. Yerushalmi didn't see it as a Pircha, maybe because you can't ask from the Zikin on Techov. I don't know. The Yerushalmi didn't buy that as a kasha. But meanwhile, the Yerushalmi clearly, this much we can get from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, Mefurish, that whatever kind of case you're going to bring to me of Nezikin, it's going to be putter. The Tosis just sees from that, that's not a machok shvav in Yerushalmi. That's just a way of showing that obviously it's a ptur mazik hegdish by everything. That's what he quotes now from the Yerushalmi. Let's look carefully at the lesson of the Yerushalmi. It's interesting, Lashonos here. The Yeshuomar, the kulon nizakin peturin behegdish kedemuchach biyushalmi breish nizakin. The sugya there in Gittin. The kamar hasam. How he quotes Yerushalmi. Bama anu kayamin. What case are we discussing in kavachomer lehegdish? I behechshen nizakin. So they have this phrase now, hechshen nizakin. There's a lot of lumdis that lies in these two words. I behechshen nizakin. So hatanina shere eiv lo shar shel hegdish. The ibn niske gufo, hatani rav chia nizakin lehedyod ve'en nizakin levoa. So the Yerushalmi works out two categories and says in both cases no chi of mazik, no chi tashlumin nezek. There's a category of hechshen nizakin, and there we have the shari eyu. Then we have niske gufo, and we have tani rav chia en nizakin levoa. Says the Yerushalmi, rather what? Is it Ella Ba'omer Harleiman Abedekabais? Again, that's the maskana of the Yerushalmi, but not the maskana of the Bavli. But meanwhile, what did Tosis extract from the Yerushalmi? Mashma. The fact that Yerushalmi says, well, we have Niske Hechshenazikin and we have Niske Gufo. But what do we have? And therefore, we have to leave the category of both and go to what? To Harleiman Abedekabais. So that tracks our Gemara, but more elaborate. And I was spelling out. Hechshen nezikin niske gufo mashma d'lo mashkachas nezakin behegdish lo b'shein d'lo b'regel d'lo b'adam amazik ela b'omer harelei mana. Again, so Yerushalmi is clear that you can't find a chi of nezikin lehegdish by any of the above, by shein, by regel, or by adam. What is Tosis going on? Well, which category would you put shein, by regel in the Yerushalmi? We had Hechshen Nezikin and Niske Gufo. So what's Hechshen Nezikin? So that apparently would be in Kudshem Berega. And Niske Gufo would be a reference to Adam. Good. Just to backtrack for a second. So this is the Raya of Tosis and Yerushalmi. Again, it's really the lines of the Bavli, except that the Bavli just skips from Nagach to Ba'omer HaRaleiman. The Bavli doesn't spell out, and what about Shein, what about Regel? But the Yishama uses a more general phrase of Hechshe Nezakin, which encompasses beyond Karen. It quotes Re'ehu, but it uses the Lashon Hechshe Nezakin, which obviously means we're covering all Nezakin. Hechshe Nezakin, this Kegufo covers everything. Why the expression Hechshe Nezakin? What would be our way to phrase it? Hechshe Nezakin is another way of saying that would be called what? Mamon Hamazik. Okay, so let's see if we can extract a lumdus from this. Mamon Hamazik. So we can appreciate this now in light of some things that we discussed. What is the nature of the Machayev by Mamon Hamazik? Why would we refer to it by the phrase Hechshe Nezakin? The Pshia of the Bailin was Machshir the Nezek. Excellent. The fact that the Bailin was not careful, he let the shore wander out. Kiyavri Sadel Cherem. The Gemara beginning about Kodesh. Ad Ovid Kein Vishilach. Ad Ovid Kein Ubir. Right? In other words, his negligence is what precipitated and allowed the damage to occur, to result. That's the Lashon, Hechshe Nezakin. It's a very beautiful raya to that idea that we've been using a lot. It's really a Lashon HaMishnah, actually, right? What's the Lashon HaMishnah that we're thinking about? Kol shechavti b'shmiraso, echshayat nisko. What I'm telling you is not my own. It's not even a Nachman, it's a Rishon. Rabbeinu Krashkash, the Miuchas L'Ritva, in Gittin, I found, quotes this Yerushalmi, and Derech Agav, he teaches what the Yerushalmi means with the Lashon of Hechshe Nezakin. He writes here in this sugya and gittin, the parallel sugya. Shorei eyu veloshar shel hegdish b'toch hadvarim ubi yushami b'pirkin gamkin b'furash. He quotes the Yerushalmi, the garsinan hasam hanizakin kavachom hegdish manu kayamin imuhachshin nezikin hadaw detaninan shorei eyu. Perush, Lashon Rabbeinu Krashkash, perush. Im behachshin nezikin dahainu niske mamu. Dahainu niske mamu. Harei Vikari, he changes it to Vikari. Vikari gohu Hechshe Nezikin. It's called, Niske Imam is called Hechshe Nezikin. Mishum da al yedei Hechshero Asyan. Through his Hechsher is how they come about. Da ha'afilu b'shmira p'chusa sagi behu. You can, even a small b'shmira, the Gemara comes out later, is enough. But if you didn't even do that, then memela the hezek happened. The Kevan Delo Shamran, Lashon HaRitva, or Miuchas HaRitva. The Kevan Delo Shamran, Harehu Ki'ilu Hechshiran Hu. So Merdek Amar Makom. In other words, this Lashon Yerushalmi, as elucidated by the Rebbeinu Krashkash here, is Mamish spelling out this inyan, that the fact that your negligence in not being Shomer is Ki'ilu Hechshiran Hu, Ubigamara Dilan, Karilu Hu Hachi, Hasam Hechsharti Es Nisko. That's the same thing. He mamish brings the Yerushalmi's Lashon of Hechshe Nezikin and he connects it to the Lashon of Hechsharti Es Nisko. So that's Derech Agav. He's just quoting the Yerushalmi and he explains what the Yerushalmi means by Hechshe Nezikin. Then he goes right to the Imlet Niske Gufo. Then we have Avchia, Tani Avchia, Nezikin Lehad, Nezikin Gavoa. Rather, Haramanu Berekabayis. Harvei Omru, Debeim Niske Gufo, Beim Niske Mamona, Peturin Behegdish. Vulashka Chuupmi, Elab Omer, Haramanu Berekabayis. Continues the Ritva here. The Miuchas Ritva Miu Baha Peliga Sham Gemara Dilan. There is something that our Gemara disagrees with you, Shami, about. The Ha Hacha Beinang Ukmi, the Omer Haleimane, where the Gemara is below Kama. Here we want to establish Rabbi Akiva to be talking about Haleimane, but it doesn't remain. The Gemara knocks it down because of the Pircha, the Kavachomer. The Yerushalmi actually, Lumaskana, learns Pshat. So don't get too excited. Mestama, you had the kasha. Tosis mentions Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi ends up saying, not like the Bavli. Yeah, that much is a machlokes. Whether Lamaskana, the pshat of the Akiva's Kavachome, is to go back to the case of Nagach and make him go like Shimon ben Manasseh, that's what the Bavli holds. Or the Yerushalmi's Maskana is that we use the case of Manu ben Kabayis. And we don't have the pircha, apparently, that the Gemara brings here. But along the way, we can see in the Yerushalmi that there's a Ptur Masik Hegdish in all situations, not just by Karen. Meanwhile, we have been able to learn another nugget that Hechsh Nezakin is the Lashon to use in this game of Mono. As the Ritva here explains, it's basically your Pshia is what's Machshir the Nezak. Good. So this is a raya that it's true. We still haven't understood the Makar. From the Yushalmi, it would appear that the Makar would be what? Re'eh. See what Tosis ends up saying? But because Yushalmi says, if it's Hechshir Nezakin, Hatanina Shareh, and that goes for all Hechshir Nezakin. But then it goes, Nifke Gufo, Hatani Rav Chia. So this is one raya. V'chein mashma b'masnisin, Zoktosis Vaita, this is also, it's mashma in the Mishnah. The Tana, the Mishnah Daftes in the days, Nechasim she'ein b'hem me'ila. It's talking about when you're chayef for Nezikin, and it categorizes when Nechasim she'ein b'hem me'ila, meaning hedyot, not hegdish. No, what types of avos nezikin is the Mishnah going on and saying only by nechasim she'ein b'hem me'ila, v'aku avos kai. It's going on all the avos of the previous Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnahs are all going in succession, so it all goes back to Mishnah Rishon on that days. And it says, when are you chayiv for the avos nezikin shor bar mave hever? Only on nechasim she'ein b'hem me'ila, v'aku avos kai, v'afilu nezakin to Adam, even on Adam as well. To see if all the Rishonim are agreement on this. Adam Amazik Hegdish, Tosis is on the record, at least with the Raisa, Pater. That's like the Bavli, the Yushalmi as well, right? Niske Gufo. So it's going on everything, even Adam. Lemanda Amar Maviza Adam. Yeah, no, it's, if Maviza Adam, then it's clear going even on Adam. If Mavi is not Adam, if Mavi is what? Is Shane. So where's Adam? Adam is tucked away. It's a brayse of Rav Chiya Boshia, right? It's tucked away in the Mishnah later on in the parak. So Tosis doesn't have the raya, but Mistama Tosis doesn't want to make that a machokas. I guess that would be too much Torahic to say, well, Adam Amazik Hegdish is only part of Amadam Avaz Adam, although I believe Avaron, maybe one of the Achronim wants to say such a tliya. In the Chinami, Adam Amazik Hegdish is a whole discussion, so maybe it will be lining up. According to the Manda Amam Avaz Adam is Rav, then it's Mephorish in the Mishnah, Pater. Chasim Sheh Ben Me'ila, as opposed to Chasim Sheh Ben Me'ila. So Adam Amazik is part of the list, so then it will be Pater. But if you hold like Shmuel, then you don't have a reference to Adam, so maybe Adam Amazik is Chayef. Tosis doesn't get into that. He just says, it's clear going in everything, L'man Adam Amazik is Adam. But I have a shtickle raya that Tosis holds that even according to the opinion of Mavez Hashem, it also be true that Adam is Pater, Amazik Hegdish. What's my raya? The next part of the Tosis. V'had amas Shmuel b'ashoel. Now, Shmuel, by the way, is the one who holds Mava is Shane. So Adam is not in the Mishnah. And yet Tosis has a problem from a Maimra of Shmuel. So we'll see what the Kasha is in a second. So it seems to me that Tosis didn't hold that what he just said is he had a raya from Rav, Mav is Adam, the Adam is Pater. But it doesn't mean that if you hold like Shmuel, it would be different. I mean, he had the Yerushalmi after all. The Yerushalmi, why make the Yerushalmi tell you Rav is Shmuel? He just had, no, if Mav is Adam, I for sure have a raya. For Shmuel, I wouldn't have this raya, it wouldn't be a raya. But what is his next kasha? Second. For Adam is Shmuel, Vashoel, Ki Yochal Prat Lemazik, Dulo Mishalim Chomesh, Umashma, HaKeren Chayiv. So the Gemara, what is the Gemara he's referring to in Bamitzia Tzadites? The Rishonim, you should already know the Gemara, how the words begin, because when you see the Meiri and others, you'll see that they quote the Gemara from the beginning. Tosis just quotes a little bit in the middle. But it's not a gear what's before, but just to have the phraseology in the Gemara, it says as follows. Amar Shmuel, the following. Hay man de gazo chavitza de tami mechavero. Chavitza de Tamri means a bunch of figs that are stuck together, so called chavitza. So you have 50 figs that are sort of on a string, let's say, tightly packed. And the way it works is the ispa chamishim tamri agav hadadi mizdavim binon nachichad. If you sell them as a group of 50, as a pack, then the sale would be for 49 zuz. 49 prutas, Rashi says. So the guy can make a profit of a pruta. And he sells it individually, he'll sell it a pruta per date. You sell it as a package, you'll get 49, you'll make a pruta profit. So he says, Chada Chada is David bin Nun. So we're head yot mishalim chamishim nachi chada. So if you're stealing it from a head yot, then how much do you owe? You owe 49 because you treat it as one unit. So what is this pack of 50 worth? It's worth what it's sold for as a unit, so you only have to pay 49 prutos for the gzela. However, lehegdish mishalim chamishim, by hegdish, if you throw from hegdish, you have to pay 50. Vichum shayu, as well as an extra fifth. If you steal from hegdish, you have to pay an extra fifth. But this is all if you steal from hegdish. So you have to pay not 49, which is what you sell as a unit, but you have to sell as a group, but you have to sell as if it would be 50 different units. This is not negea us yet, but the next line is Mashe enken b'mazik, which is not true by mazik, mazik hegdish. Dear de lo mishalim chumsa. If you mazik hegdish, you don't have to pay a fifth. The amamar, because of the braisa, it says ish ki yochal kodesh prat l'mazik. Now let's explain where this pasuk is. Where is the ish ki yochal kodesh? It's written by a person who eats truma, b'shogeg, parshas emor. Ish ki yochal kodesh. There's a niyut that says ki yochal prat l'mazik. So this is a miut by mazik truma, and we have a hekish from truma to hegdish. A lot of times chet chet with truma, well, that's truma. But no, we learn it out from truma. We learn it to hegdish. Ki yochal kodesh prat l'mazik. Meaning, so what's it sound like from this Gemara? That you don't pay the chomesh. You don't pay the chomesh. So Tosus is bothered, but wait a second. I thought by mazik hegdish, you putter from everything. Why is it only? So that's how the Gemara comes in. It starts haman dechadach, kasa chavitza dechamra, da-da-da, you have to pay by 50, plus a chomesh. Mashenkin b'mazik, you don't pay the chomesh. So the whole Gemara that learns out, ki yocha prat l'mazik, which is seemingly the mucker, that mazik hegdish is putter, seemingly is only a tour on what? On what? On the chomesh. And Tosus asks his kasha in Shmuel. So if you want to be terrific, you say, wait a second, huh, beautiful, Shmuel. Shmuel happens to hold Mavis Shane. So Shmuel, you already just brought a second ago, doesn't hold for Shmuel. So maybe in a chanami. Maybe, but there's no p'tur by Adam on Mazik Hegdish either. So it's only the Chomish. The answer is, it's not true. Tosus, the Raya was only Lefi Rav, the definitive Raya, but Tosus is not making that that's dependent on Rav and Shmuel. I'm just showing you, it's like, oh, the Tosus were a member of Shmuel, and it's still a kash, the Tosus had to give a teretz. What's his teretz? That, yeah, you have to pay the Karen, but not midoraisa. The etzem, the miut gabe kodesh, is even from the Karen, even from the principal. That which the Gemara's mashma, you have to pay, by kodesh, you have to pay the Karen back, that's midorabanan. That's what Tosus responds. Let's see inside. V'hada amas Shmuel b'hashoel ki yocha prat l'mazik d'lo mishalim chomesh u'mashma keren chayiv hainu midrabon. So where are we right now? We had Yushalmi that showed us that mazik hegdish, even shem v'rego, hechsh nezikin are all putter. Yushalmi sounds like it has to be with Re'eyu. Also, Adam Amazik is Pater, that's Niske Gufo. The Braisa Tani Rav Chia, we don't know the Mokker. Tosus had a right from the Mishnah later, and Daf Tesem Abeis, Lachasim Shein Ben Me'ila, which goes back on Mava, also according to Rav. And Tosus had to deal with the Lashon HaGemara in Bar Mitzvah Tzadites that says that there's a Drasha, Kiyocha, Prat L'Mazik, that seems to exclude Adam Hamazik Hegdish from the Chomesh, implying that he has to pay the actual amount that he was Mazik. So Tosus says that's because midrabban, and that Gemara is going after the drabban. Drabban, and they said it doesn't look good for hegdish that you're not going to pay them adam hamazik hegdish not to pay back. It's a zilzul mistama for hegdish. I think they say it doesn't look good. So midrabban, they require you to pay. But l'maisa midraisa, there's no chiyuv to pay, and the Gemara says chomesh because midrabban you have to pay. So l'maisa, where do we know it then? Where do we know that? No nezikin do you pay hegdish for any nezikin. The nira, so where do we get beyond Re'eyu? Where do we get beyond Karen? Where do we get to Adam? or where do we get to? Eish, achveis, whatever, shem v'regel. The nearer the shar nezakim, the ptiri behegdish, gmiri. So Tos says three things now. Well, now we're going to throw in a third thing in the hopper. What do we know so far as a mokar? We know re'eyu, that's by Karen. We know Adam from where? Kiyochal, because the fundamental meal, the prat lamazik, is even from the Karen. The fact that the Gemara is mashma only the chomesh, that's because of the Rabban, you have to pay the Karen. But lamaisa, kiyocha pragmazik is a mokor for Tosis of Adam Amazik Hegdish Pat. And now Tosis throws in one more. Venera, the shan is zakin, the ptir behegdish gmiri, mi Karen, umi Adam, umi bor, the patabo psuli hamugdashim. So Tosis brings in that other halacha that if a shor psuli hamugdashim, which has some aspects of Kedusha to it, some restrictions still remain after Pidia, after it's redeemed from the with the Mum, you still have certain restrictions, Giza, Vavoda, and if that would fall into a bor, there's no Chiyuv, because of the Drasha, Misha, Hameis, Shalo, Yatzazesh, Ein, Hameis, Shalo, there's certain restrictions, so therefore, there's a miut that you don't pay. So those three serve as a mucker for all the other cases, such as Shem Berega. So we have to see, why do you need all three? But this story now Tos presents as all three. This is the marker. The imtoma, the hechi alfinan shein bikulu. How can you learn shein from the three that we just mentioned, meaning Adam, Karen, Bor? Mal shein sheyesh hanol hazeka. Shein has an aspect to it, which is a chumra in svara. Its nature is hanol hazeka. So maybe because of that, it would be chayiv if it's mazik hegdish ayidei shein. Tosis maybe could have asked a similar kasha by regel. How would he ask a kasha by regel? How can you learn regel? I regel is what? Zika matzli. It's a unique halach, unique aspect of regel. That's Tosis kasha. So you want to say you're going to learn out from Adam and Karen and Bor, but Shein has this maila, and regel, he said, also has a certain chumah to it. And for Tosis, the Yeshlomar, the Yosef Ra'ui, Lischayev, Adam Hamazik Biyadayim, Mimazik Aide Shiloch Be'iro. The Tosis says that it's more mistaver for there to be a chiv of Adam Hamazik Biyadayim, from Adam, right? Adam is one of the cases which is Pater, based on Kiyocha Pat Lamazik, more than a case, despite, notwithstanding the Svar that Shane has going for Hanal Hazeko. But it's only a mazik ayde shiloch be'ira. So if you see that Adam hamazik biyadayim is pater, even though Adam doesn't have the hanol hazeko, but Adam is Adam hamazik biyadayim. And what is Shein? Shein is only mazik ayde shiloch be'ira. Then therefore that swallows and that more than compensates for the fact that the Shein has this inyan, this quality of hanol hazeko. Notwithstanding that, but What should have been is if Shane would be chayiv by mazik hegdish with hanol hazeko, and that's only if not a mazik biyadayim, then I would certainly expect what Adam, even though it's not hanol hazeko, but Adam is mazik biyadayim to be chayiv. That's what Tosis is answering. Interesting diuk in the lashon of Tosis. Adam hamazik biyadayim versus what versus mazik ayidei shiloch be'iro. What's the pshat? Who's the mazik? Who we call the mazik? The Bailam, correct. In other words, the pshat is like the Lashon Mishnah, really. Shehizik chava mazik, right? The mazik is chay. The mazik is not the shore. The mazik is the Bailam. The Bailam shalo shamar. The Bailam that's pusheya. He was considered to have sent the Bailam. Through his negligence, the animal ended up going, wandering to stay achir. So the mazik is the bailam, but it's not a mazik biyadayim. It's a mazik ayideshuach beiro. The lashon of Tosis is very interesting. So the point of Tosis' answer is that even though you have this attached for regel too, in other words, whatever regel is hezeko matsui, shein is anol hezeko, but that cannot be a pircha vis-a-vis what I know to be pater by Adam. If Adam is pater by mazik hegdish, then you can't tell me, well, Shein might be chai because I know Lezeko. But hey, Shein is a whole other level. It's much lower than Adam. It's only mazik through shulech biru. Yeah, you're the mazik. You're the mazik through your animal. Here, you're mazik biyadayim, and you're still pater. So certainly you're pater by Shein. Let me ask you a ha'ara. Nacha brings this kasha. L'chur, it's a ha'ara, nice ha'ara. The long Rashi in Hei Amid Beis. Remember that? All the combinations of cases that Rava brings in that if you take Bor and one other, yeah, who remembers? You remember? Yeah? So one in the middle of that Rashi, Rashi wants to know about Bor and Shein, how I would know everything else. Now, everything else includes what? Includes Adam, right? So look at Rashi, line after they get wide, line number 5. V'chein yikasa rachmana bor v'shein. Yeah, see that? Fifth line, after they get wide in the Rashi, when they start getting wide. V'chein yikasa rachmana bor v'shein. The Torah would say bor v'shein asu kulu inoch nami. I could get all the others again. Levami Karen, v'haydin, and the same logic, as follows. Ma bor v'shein dakaleichu ha'azik chayi bor v'shein, even though it doesn't move. Regel ve'esh lo koshkein v'chein adam. Regel esh adam, certainly. Ah, malabor shekein tchias asiyasu l'nezek. Tomer b'chol elu. I, bor is tchias asiyasu l'nezek, shein tochiach. Shein could show you otherwise. It's not tchias asiyasu l'nezek. Malashein shekein yesh hano l'azekel. Yeah, but shein has a chumra vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis all the things I want to learn to, which are what? Which includes what in the list? Adam. Tomer b'chol elu. So bor tochiach. What kind of pircha is that? Malashen shekein shen azekel. Vis-a-vis Adam, that's a pircha. Sounds like, based on this pircha, I would say you can learn Adam. But this Tosis that we just read now says, no, ra'u yosel chayiv by mazik ayidei v'yadayim more than shuach b'iro. And if you're going to weigh shein as a no azekel versus Adam that's mazik b'yadayim, then what's going to be on top? What's more ra'u l'chayiv? Again, Adam, that's B'yadai. And Rashi seems to be saying that you can use a pircha of what? Of Hanol Ezeko, of Shein, vis-a-vis Adam. But no, Yosef Rayu Chayiv Adam as a B'yadai. So there's a chiluk that you can make here. What's the difference between the context in which Rashi's saying it and the context in which Tosis is saying it? Yeah?
Which direction are you going? You're trying to learn a chiluk, or are you trying to learn a
chiluk? Say better. What you're saying, maybe you're saying right, but you're saying it the wrong way. Rashi's talking about, if I knew Shein is Chayiv and Adam, I wouldn't know anything. So what you mean? So I don't know what Adam at all. So in terms of not knowing Adam at all being Chayiv, I would be able to throw the Pircha out at it and say, no, Shein is Hanal Ezeko. So maybe there's a Chiyah by Shein. Maybe there's no Chiyah by Adam. So that I can accept. We're talking about something else. We already know that Adam Mazik is Chayiv. Now the issue at stake is the Ptur of Mazik Hegdish. So it's a detail within the world of Nezikin that we know, the Ochayiv. What about this detail of Mazik Hegdish? So here Tosus says, you can't ask that maybe Adam HaMazik is Pater and Hegdish, but Shein is Chayiv because I know Lezeko. If you tell me that Adam is Mazik B'Yadayim, is Pater and Hegdish, then Shein for sure, it's only indirect, it's only through the animal, for sure be Pater and Hegdish. Rashi was talking something else. Hanal Ezekel of Shein might be a reason why Adam is not even a mazik at all. So maybe only Hanal Ezekel of Shein is a mazik, and maybe I wouldn't know Adam is chayiv at all. But if I know Adam is chayiv, so now I want to say maybe Shein be chayiv a mazik hegdish, and Adam we put a mazik hegdish, that's counterintuitive. Because if Adam is a mazik b'yadayim and is part of mazik hegdish, certainly Shein. So that's what Nachum suggested. That's not really a stira between the Rashi before and the Tosis over here. So let me ask you the following question, yeah? So now, what is Tosis saying? So what are we learning? Where are we learning the Dina Mazik, the Ptur Mazik Hegdish by all the Mazikim, by Shein Berega? Where are we learning it from? What did Tosis say? From Karen? From Adam, Kiyochal, and from Bor. But Tosis just got finished saying that Roy Yosel L'Schayiv Adam HaMazik M'Mazik De'Shiloch Be'ira. That means if I know Adam HaMazik is Pater on Mazik Hegdish, so I would certainly know anything that's just Mamon HaMazik, right? So then do I really need anything beyond Adam? Tosef says, I learned it from Adam and Karen and Bor. What am I really learning it from? What am I? Tos going to ask from Rei A, but what is Tosis doing? What am I really running it for? If Adam is Pater and Adam is Rai Yosef is Chayiv, so really it's Mada. You ask me, what do I need? The other two, we'll be able to figure out answers. Tos is going to ask him Re'eya, we'll talk about Bar, but really, even though Tos has made it like three, it's really from Adam. So this is what the Mashal Madur Basva says. Did anyone see it? Mashal Madur Basva says, when Tos says, Mikar mi Adam mi Bar, l'ravcha denosa kamri, de mi Adam l'chud ikal melaf kulu. You'll ask me, what do I need the other two? So the answer is, let's go one by one. Karen, Tos is going to talk about in a second. Without the Re'eyu, you weren't the Tosis, right? What is Tosis going to say? We'll see it inside in a minute. Without the Re'eyu, I wouldn't know how to teach the drasha of the Adam Prat Lamazik. So I need the Re'eyu to sort of dictate how to dash in the other pasuk. And what about the tour of by Bor? What do I need that for? The answer is that exceeds the normal standards of Hegdish. What kind of case is that? It's not pure Hegdish. It's a quasi-Hegdish, it's a Suya Mugdashin, that's unique to Bor. So you need that for itself. So Lamaisa, according to the Mashah here, it really is really from Adam. Bottom line, if you want to know Petosis, where do I know that Shem Beregel, for example, or Pater Mazik Hegdish, it's really Adam. That's what's going to come out. Even though Tosis now makes it presents like it's three things, the fat Tosis says, Rayu Yosel is from Adam, a Mazik, then Shalabiro. So really, Adam is itself enough. If I know, how do I know how to touch the drasha of Kiyocha Palamazik? I may need Re'eyu. And as far as Bor is concerned, that would be needed for itself. Because it's going in its own direction. That's beyond normal Hegdash. Let's see. V'yim Tomar, Re'eyu de Kasser Rachmano Lomali. Rabu said, did everybody finish the Tosis? Do I want to spoon feed you, or do I want you to work harder over Shabbos and Sunday? That's my question. What? Work harder. So what I'm going to do is as follows. I'll just hear a quick part in the parasha, and then I want to maybe open the floor to another discussion, because it's Omid al Perek anyway, so I figured we could use the time together. Yes, Shmuel?
Good question. For the odds I'm learning out to Shar Avos, because it's more chamor than... Can we just take from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi puts the two in different categories? You need Hechsher and Ezekiel, and you need Adam. It's mashma. Can't just use Adam,
right?
And then bring it on to the others. We need
that's against
one.
The way the Rishami set up. It sounds like you need it, but Chori shouldn't need it. According to the Masha, Yosef was Chayev, so then Adam should be enough. So I don't know why the Rishami has to break it down like that. Yeah.
If we're only learning from Adam, so how do we know who said that Adam's is stronger than
Tchilasa before? Adam is more than Tchilasa. Karen is not more than
Tchilasa.
Okay, it's a machshava and the parasha. It's not